Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Happy weekend, my friends, and welcome once again to the program that features some of the greatest music of all time. We've got big bands and great singers, soloists, instrumentalists, all from or reminiscent of the golden age of popular music. And coming up today, we'll have our third and final installment of Night Songs. And for the countdown today, we'll have the biggest hits from early April 1960. Well, that's what awaits us today, so let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we start on the countdown, the Billboard Hot 100 from this weekend in 1960. And coming in at number 24, the Arkansas siblings, the Browns.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago, his snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago, you'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile had a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he long, long ago. Now if you look up in the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here, he turns them off when dawn is near, the little man we loved of long ago. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago.
Those are the Browns, led by Jim Ed, his older sister Maxine, and younger sister Bonnie. And they were at number 24 this weekend in 1960 with a remake of the Sammy Kaye hit, The Old Lamplighter. It was on its way up to number 5 on the Hot 100, but only made it to number 20 on the country chart. We're looking back 65 years on today's Seems Like Old Times, when the President of the United States is Dwight Eisenhower. He's in the final year of his second term. That means an election is coming up in November, and this is primary season.
National attention focuses on Wisconsin's presidential primaries, the latest skirmish in the ranks of Democratic hopefuls. Squaring off are front-runners Senators Kennedy and Humphrey. 1,192,398 go to the polls, a new high for the state. Kennedy topped Humphrey by a margin of 106,000 votes. The analysts are still arguing over what it means. Many political old pros discount the importance of primaries altogether, but all agree the Democratic race is in full cry. The GOP, meanwhile, with its nominee apparently a settled matter, is concentrating on building party enthusiasm. Party notables from all over the country happily chomp away on box meals at the Republican Women's National Conference in Washington, with Ike himself on hand. In his address to 7,000 partisans here, Ike delivered a rousing endorsement of Vice President Nixon and a forceful attack on critics of his defense policies. From here on, the presidential fever will mount steadily, the only prediction to come from this quarter.
Fred Maness for the Universal Newsreel from early April of 1960. And back on the countdown this week, coming in at number 16, appropriately, is Connie Stevens.
16 reasons
why I
Many people know Connie Stevens as Cricket Blake on the TV show Hawaiian Eye. Well, she's also got a hit record this weekend at number 16, 16 Reasons. That was moving up the charts, heading toward number 3 for the 21-year-old Brooklyn native. Well, let's talk a little more about the campaign for the 1960 election. Well, the fireworks is on the Democrat side. After John Kennedy's success in the Wisconsin primary, a coalition headed by West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd formed to stop Kennedy. Byrd is a staunch Lyndon Johnson backer, and many Democrats say Kennedy's too young and inexperienced. Johnson's not entered in next month's West Virginia primary, so he urges voters to go for Hubert Humphrey instead. And this week there's another entry into the race from Missouri's Senator Stuart Symington. His strategy is to play the waiting game, that is, not take part in the primaries and let the other candidates beat each other up. Well, that plan's not working out too well right now because Kennedy is bulldozing his way to the top of the ticket. But the handsome Symington can give Kennedy a run for the cameras. He's also a millionaire and has the money to wage an all-out campaign. And he has an impressive family. Wife Eve was once a Cafe Society singer. His son Jim is a semi-professional guitarist and folk singer. And daughter-in-law Sylvia is an accomplished pianist. And people are also whispering about the religious issue. Some think that the Catholic Kennedy will be more concerned with issues of the Vatican than of the United States. Meanwhile, on the GOP side, most Republican dream tickets have Nelson Rockefeller as their number one choice for the number two spot behind Vice President Nixon. But Rockefeller says he won't be a candidate for the vice presidency. Other possible names being mentioned last week who could offer a geographical balance with California's Nixon: New York Senator Kenneth Keating or UN Ambassador from Massachusetts Henry Cabot Lodge. But right now, the latest Gallup poll shows Nixon trailing Kennedy 53-47. A little bit of politicking from the spring of 1960. And you can't go wrong with a vote for Nat King Cole at the music store. His brand new album is titled Tell Me About Yourself. And this is For You.
I will get the stars out of the blue for you, for you. I'll make a string of pearls out of the dew for you, for you. Over the highway and over the street, carpets of clover I'll lay at your feet. Oh, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you, for you. Carpets of clover I'll lay at your feet. Oh, there's nothing in this big world I wouldn't do for you, for you.
Brand new album from Nat King Cole, Tell Me About Yourself, is his second collaboration with Paige Cavanaugh. That was For You, from the 41-year-old Nat King Cole, in early spring of 1960. Also on today's show, we have the stack of records dedicated to night. Night songs are theme, and we begin today's salute with a singer you just heard, Nat King Cole.
Night lights, those blues in the night lights are no longer bright lights since I'm without you. Sweet dreams, oh, where did they fly to? You're gone, And whom can I cry to? Those night lights remind me of bright eyes and beautiful white lies, too good to be true. As I go on my way, with all my heart I pray that those night lights will lead me to you. Night lights remind me of bright eyes and beautiful white lies, too good to be true. As I go on my way, with all my heart I pray that those night lights will lead me to you.
From 1956, Nat King Cole with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra and Nightlights. As we're enjoying the nighttime again this weekend on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down the hits from the opening weekend of April in 1960. And at number 12, the folk sound of the Brothers Four. This is Greenfields.
Once there were green fields, kissed by the sun. Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high above. Once they were part of an everlasting love. We were the lovers who strolled through green fields. Are gone now, parched by the sun, gone from the valleys where rivers used to run, gone with the cold wind that swept into my heart, gone with the lovers who let their dreams depart. Where are the green fields that we used to roam? I'll never know what made you run away. How can I keep searching when dark clouds hide the day? Nothing in this wide world left for me to see, but I'll keep on waiting till you return. I'll keep on waiting until the day you learn. You can't be happy while your heart's on the roam. You can't be happy until you bring it home, home to the green fields and me. once again.
Record number 12 this weekend, 65 years ago, Greenfields by the Brothers Four. The quartet from the University of Washington are Dick Foley, Bob Flick, John Payne, and Mike Kirkland. Their first hit would make it to number 2 and stay there for 4 weeks, but the record did make number 1 in Norway. There's a fun fact for you. Hey, let's flip through the Society page from here in 1960 and see the General of the Army, Douglas MacArthur, assured his friends, quote, "I do not plan to die," before he went under the knife in a Manhattan hospital for removal of an enlarged prostate gland. Last week, doctors let it be known that the 80-year-old MacArthur was recuperating nicely. Wedding bells rang for Yul Brynner. He's 39. His new bride is 32-year-old Doris Kleiner, a Paris fashion house director. He's just recently split from first wife Virginia Gilmore. Also hitched, 19-year-old starlet Jill St. John and 26-year-old Lance Reventlow, son of Woolworth heiress Barbara Hutton. And 53-year-old movie director Otto Preminger has taken his third wife. It's 29-year-old model Patricia Bryce. It's her second time down the aisle. And this past winter, Olympic skating queen, 20-year-old Carol Heiss, and the 56 men's champ Hayes Jenkins, now 27, are engaged and will wed by the end of the month. However, splitting up, 46-year-old TV newsman and moderator of What's My Line, John Daly. He and his wife Margaret are divorcing after 23 years and 3 kids. Speaking of kids, the name of Britain's newest royal prince has been formally registered. Queen Elizabeth's third born is Andrew Albert Christian Edward, the first royal Andrew in 500 years. Baseball's Mickey Mantle and wife Merlin welcome their fourth child, a fourth son named Danny. And the Ferrers now have a fifth child. Actor Jose and singer-actress Rosemary Clooney welcome their third son, Raphael. And Mrs. Ferrer also has a new album out. It's titled Rosie Swing Softly, and this is one of the selections.
Always be in love, that's the natural way to be. Always have a someone you belong to. Always be in love, that's the best philosophy. To have someone to sing love songs to. Don't wait to find the perfect mate, because the perfect mate may be a bit too late. Just get the very best you can, for a woman is a woman, a man's a man, and they're so nice in love, they fit just like a glove. Don't be stupid, dig that Cupid, always be in love. To find the perfect mate, because the perfect mate may be a bit too late. Just get the very best you can, for a woman is a woman, a man's a man, and they're so nice in love, they fit just like a glove. Don't be stupid, dig that Cupid, always be in love.
Always be in love. There's Rosemary Clooney from the album Rosie Swing Softly, her only LP for 1960. Also today, it's a third installment of our musical theme, Night Songs, and here's Frank Sinatra.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
I couldn't sleep a wink.
Everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink.
From 1944, Frank Sinatra and the Bobby Tucker Singers, I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night. We're staying up late studying night songs again on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we're back to early April 1960. There's 180 million people in the USA, and 93% are employed. The average income is $5,200 a year, and the minimum wage is $1 an hour. The U.S. economy neared a historic peak during the first quarter, a $500 billion gross national product. The $16 billion gain in the fourth quarter of last year, according to Commerce Secretary Frederick Mueller, shows not only that the economy's recovered from the recent steel strike, but a firm foundation of business strength. Not since the first quarter of 1955 has the economy grown so fast. However, a corporate tax dip has threatened to kill hopes for a balanced budget for the current fiscal year. Collections from industry are running $500 million below estimates. U.S. exports rose in February, bringing the total to $1.5 billion. The big boost came from nearly a million bales of February cotton. Men's clothing prices will rise as much as $4 at retail next fall. That's because of an hourly pay raise for Amalgamated Clothing employees in 25 states. However, beef prices this summer will go down. There's a backlog of cattle. And those folks who are looking to buy a new house this year are spending an average of $12,700. Going for a new car? Plan to spend $2,600. And some new models this year include the Ford Falcon, Studebaker has the Hawk, Mercury introduces the Comet, and from Chevrolet, the Corvair.
Yes, sir. That's the car that's getting all the stares everywhere it goes. And there's a reason. It gives you more advantages and more appeal than any other compact car on the road today. You take room, for instance. There's room for six adults in this car. You saw there, Mom, Pop, and the five kids. And another thing, when you ride to the fair in this Corvair, nobody's going to have their knees up under their chin, because there's lots of room. That floor is practically flat. And the engine is in the rear. The Chevrolet people put it there to give you the best performing compact car on the road today. So, you take it from old Jim Dean. If you're looking for a compact car that'll really get you there and save you a passel of money at the same time, go down and visit your Chevrolet dealer and have a look at this Corvair.
Thank you, Jimmy Dean. The Chevy Corvair, one of the new automobiles here in 1960. And back on the countdown, we're up to number 10 on the Hot 100 with the number one R&B song in the country. It's Brooke Benton with Dinah Washington, and baby, you've got what it takes.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go. And it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
But it takes two hearts of cooking to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got what it takes.
Oh, yeah.
You know it takes a lot of kisses.
Tell me about it.
To make a romance sweet. Ooh, it takes a lot of loving to make my life complete.
Knock me off my feet. And baby, you've got what it takes.
I said,
you know you've got just what it takes. Because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. It'd take more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
But it takes somebody special to make me say I do.
Oh, yeah.
And baby, hey, you've got what it takes.
Because
it takes
I like your spot.
To stay away from you.
I can't stay away. Come on, let's do it.
It takes more than a lifetime, Daddy, to prove that I'll be true. Now it's you.
But it takes somebody special,
like me, baby,
to make me say I do.
And baby,
you've got what it takes.
Say it again.
Come on, let's do it one more time. All right.
And baby,
number 10 this weekend in 1960, Baby, You Got What It Takes. 28-year-old Brooke Benton from Camden, South Carolina, and 35-year-old Dinah Washington from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That platter would spin up to number 5 on the Hot 100, sell a million copies, and it was number 1 this weekend on the R&B charts, one of the 10 weeks it held that top spot. Also today, night songs are in the showcase once again. And all aboard the night train, here's Buddy Morrow.
We'll be right back.
1952, Buddy Morrow and his orchestra, and Night Train, one of our favorite night songs here on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 65 years to April of 1960. And on the TV this year, some of the new shows we're enjoying include Dennis the Menace, Dobie Gillis, Laramie, Hawaiian Eye, which we mentioned before with Connie Stevens, The Untouchables, The Twilight Zone, and Mr. Lucky. And this season, there's 28 Western series, so they pretty much dominate the ratings this year. And the top 10 this year are Perry Mason, Wanted Dead or Alive, The Price is Right, 77 Sunset Strip, Father Knows Best, Red Skelton, Danny Thomas, and the top three are Westerns, Have Gun Will Travel, Wagon Train, and Gunsmoke. But the biggest television story of the season happened late night. On February 11th, Tonight Show host Jack Parr walked off the set because a joke had been edited out of his monologue the night before. Parr left at the beginning of the show, and a completely surprised Hugh Downs had to take the show the rest of the way. But then on March 7th, Jack Parr returned.
As I was saying before I was interrupted, I believe my last words were that there must be a better way of making a living than this. Well, I have looked. And there isn't.
Jack Parr leaves and then returns to The Tonight Show here in early 1960. And we return to the countdown now, and on Billboard's Hot 100, record number 9 belongs to Connie Francis, Mama.
When the evening shadows fall and the lovely day is through, then with longing I recall the years I spent with you. Solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma, sarai con me, tu non sarai più sola. Quanto ti voglio. Queste parole d'amore che ti sospiro il mio cuore, forse non s'usano più. Memories until the day. together once more.
That's 21-year-old Connie Francis and Mama. At number 9 this weekend, it would peak one spot higher here in 1960. It's already the 6th top 10 hit for the Newark, New Jersey native, and it's a million seller. Well, a little further down the charts, we find the Ames Brothers. Here they are with China Doll.
Sometimes I go down to old Chinatown and just walk around, just wander around where amber lights gleam and blue shadows fall, just dreaming old dreams of my China doll. A silk Chinese coat,
silk Chinese coat,
a little blue fan,
little blue fan,
coral pink lips,
coral pink lips,
and tiny pale hands. China doll, my lonely tears fall, I'll never forget you, never forget you, my China doll. Sometimes I go down, just hang around, and just hang around, up old China bound, oh my China doll, my lonely tears fall, never forget you, my China doll,
my China doll.
Coming down the Hot 100, after peaking at number 38, the Ames Brothers and China Doll. It would turn out to be their last top 40 hit. Well, here's another night song, back to 1939 with Bob Crosby's orchestra.
Tonight, here I am. overflow. Why must I be alone? I missed you last night. Why did we say goodbye? My heart keeps asking why. Why couldn't it last last night?
With the leader on the vocals, that was the Bob Crosby Orchestra from 1939, Last Night. Next up is Ella Fitzgerald. She does a Cole Porter night song.
The day is my enemy, the night my friend. For I'm always so alone till the day draws to an end. But when the sun goes down and the moon comes through to the monotone of the evening's drone, I'm all alone with you. Close to me, all through the night, from a height far above, you
That's Ella with the Buddy Bregman Orchestra and a 1956 recording of All Through the Night. Well, this night song wasn't a hit, but it fits into the available time we have remaining. It's by Frankie Lane.
Walking the night away, walking away a memory, making believe my poor heart is free, walking the night away. Close my eyes, nothing for me to dream about. Gone is the dream, I can't sleep without. I won't even close my eyes. Another daybreak, another tomorrow, another heartache to add to my sorrow. You gave me love not to keep but to borrow. And you left your lips on my lips, walking the night away. Starting to feel the morning chill, missing the arms that once held me still, walking the night away. Another daybreak, another tomorrow, another heartache to add to my sorrow. You gave me love not to keep but to borrow, and you left your lips on my lips. I'm walking the night away, starting to feel the morning chill, missing the arms that once held me still. I'm walking the night away.
From 1955, that's Frankie Lane, Walking the Night Away. He was accompanied by the Paul Weston Orchestra and the vocals of the Mellow Men. My friends, be sure to check out the show website. It's oldtimesradio.com. You can give us a like and or a follow on both Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. We'll take a break and come back with more night songs and more of the hits from this week in 1960 on Seems Like Old Times.